Father, as we begin to open your word this morning, Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you're here. Lord, you've already been speaking to us, Lord, you're already touching our hearts. And so, Father, we open ourselves to you this day. Lord, that you would speak to us, we pray in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. Praise God. I just want to share a couple of things this morning. One of the things comes out of a dream that I had. I spoke in Adelaide last Sunday morning. That Saturday evening, I had a dream that I want to share with you. I shared it with the church there because I think it was relevant, but certainly know that it's relevant for us. And also a vision that I had, which was in the Thursday morning prayer meeting. The month of prayer has been incredibly powerful, and I bless all you ones that have been faithful and faithful in prayer and have come during that month, the whole month of October. We had an incredible time on Thursday morning just gone. It was a very prophetic time in prayer. And I want to share something that God showed me, a very clear vision in that prayer time together. But as we know, our theme for the year is Kingdom Reign, and I obviously want to keep talking about that theme this morning. We know our scripture, Psalm 145:13, trust that you know this, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving to all he has made. Amen? Amen. But I want to read this verse in Revelation chapter 3, because what I spoke about last time was about what do we do when the big things in life hit us? You're just going along in life and bang, the mountain comes and the problem, whatever it is, whether it's a relationship problem, a financial problem, a health problem, this big mountain comes and plonks itself in our path. How do we reign and rule in the situation where we're confronted with that? Because the bottom line is tomorrow morning is Monday and you have a great time at church, but then you have the reality of Monday. How do we reign and rule with the reality of Monday? And sometimes there's major things in lives that come against us. How do we push through that? How do we win? How do we live in victory when those big things come against our lives? But I want to talk about this morning about continuing to rule. Because for many of us, it's not the big things, which is the things that diminish our authority. It's little things that come to us. But Revelation chapter 3 says this, and this is a word to the Philadelphian church. You know, the churches are listed at the beginning of Revelation, and Philadelphia is like the really good one, you know, out of the church of brotherly love. This is what he says to them. He says, I am coming soon, and praise God, Jesus is coming back. Amen? Amen. Remember the scripture says, don't be found asleep when he comes. Don't miss it out. Don't be sleeping when the Lord comes. I am coming soon. He says, hold on to what you have so that no one can take your crown. Hold on to what you have so that no one can take your crown. Now, we know that because of Jesus Christ, because of the cross, because we've given our hearts to him and we honor him, we love God, our salvation, no one's not going to take your salvation. Devil can never come and you're there one moment and he comes and takes away your salvation. He can't do that. We're kept in the loving hands of God. We're held close to him. He's the one who holds us and holds us dear and precious, as we were told this morning, holds us to himself. Our salvation cannot be taken, so we have to hold on to my salvation. But it says so that no one will take your crown. What does the crown represent here? Well, the crown here is representing its position of rank. Its authority is really what it's representing. And he's saying to these ones who were being commended because they're faithful people that love God and you know, haven't done a whole lot of other things. He commends them, but he says, hold on to your crown. Hold on to the authority that you have. I'm coming, but just hold on to the authority that you have. Because there's some things that come around in life and we can actually see that our authority is diminished. If you look at yourself and say, well, look, this stuff about reigning and ruling in Christ, it's really good stuff. And I love it to be for me, but unfortunately it's not. Well, maybe there's some things that we need to adjust or address in our lives, because as a believer in Christ, we all have the same authority. Amen? But if it's not the reality for you, maybe there's been something that's been there that's been diminishing, something taking that authority from you. But he says, hold on, not anyone take your crown. Don't take that authority that I've given you. No one can touch your salvation, but don't let them take the authority out of your life. Hold on. I'm coming soon, but don't let it be taken away. I just want to tell you this little dream that I had. It was last Saturday night. As I said, I was preaching in the morning in the church there in Stirling. And this is an unusual dream. I mean, look, we all have dreams at times. Some people have pizza and they have lots of weird dreams. I don't have a lot of dreams, and I have some dreams, you know, sometimes you know, well, that was a stupid dream. Sometimes you have a dream and you know this was a dream from God. And you know that this is a God dream. And this is the dream that I had. And it was unusual because I've never in my life before had a dream that was like an advert dream. Very bizarre in that sense, very unusual. But I'll tell you what the dream was. In this dream, and I'm just sort of, look, the view was, I was looking out across and you had some trees in the background, you had a railway line. And then there was this train that was coming along the railway line, just coming along. And I noticed that it had all the carriages there and they were all laid up with timber. You know when they chopped down the timber and they've chopped all the branches off, ready taking it off to a sawmill or something. Just the big trunks of trees that were all stacked up in these carriages on this tree in the stream. And so in the dream, it's just going along and goes along. And then all of a sudden, quite dramatically, the train, something happens, derails, and all the things of wood come piling off all over the place. And I'm just watching this in the dream. But then all of a sudden in the dream, it's like it sort of replays, and then like slow-mo, and then it zooms in. And just as it's zooming in, the words came up on like this screen that I'm watching in this dream, as I said, very unusual. And the voiceover says, "Guard your investment." And I'm just watching the stream, thinking, oh, yeah. But then as it zooms in, and it zooms in onto the wheels of the train. And then as it's sort of slow-mo and it zoomed in this stream, it's like this little creature looks like a almost translucent, like you can just about see through it, this shimmering thing, pretty hideous little thing, comes out between the wheels. And just as it sort of pops out, that's the moment that the train derailed. And that's the moment that all the timber and everything started coming off the back of it. And then just as it said that in this dream, it just says the words was, "Use Fox Guard." End of dream. Now I wake up in very clear dream and I'm lying there thinking, what on earth is Fox Guard? Have you ever seen a Fox Guard ad before? I've never seen a Fox Guard ad before. And I'm lying in bed and I said, "Lord, what is this dream?" Because, I mean, there's sort of a lot of symbolism in the dream. But I just knew that it was God. And just immediately this verse came to me. I remember the scripture that said about the little foxes. The little foxes. And that's actually in Solomon chapter 2, verse 15. And I looked it up that morning. And it says about guarding, watching out for the little foxes. It says, "Catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, our vineyards that are in bloom." Like the train, it's all ready to go. It's got all the stuff. It's got momentum. It's coming. And as the little fox comes, and the whole thing can get derailed along the way. And it said, "Catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, our vineyards that are in full bloom." And I really think what God was speaking in that is that really one of the things that we face as Christians, the thing so much is that diminishes us as Christians, or particularly our authority is what I'm talking about here. It's not so much big things. If we do big things, yeah, then obviously that's going to affect us. But it's the little things. And I really believe God is stressing to us that little things are really important. Little things do matter. This little tiny little fox, that funny, translucent, hideous looking thing, but use Fox Guard. And I believe God is saying something. Just guard ourselves against the little things. We talked about how to deal with the mountain, but it's the little things that can cause the problem, where we can have our authority diminished. Our salvation cannot be touched, but our authority can be. We can compromise that. We can have that in our lives. And just so this dream really spoke to me about that. The scripture that says, and just another scripture says, it talks about a little leaven will go through the whole loaf of dough. Just a little bit. Just takes a little bit. It doesn't take a lot of things. And just remember when you got Adam and Eve in the garden, and all it was, it's just a little bite. Just a little bite. Nice apple, just a little bite. Just a little nibble. Just a bite of that apple. But we know just that little bite, how that has affected all of humankind and all of history. When Eve bit into that, just a little bite into that apple. And Paul warns us in 2 Corinthians 11, it won't come on the screen, but he says, "But I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion for Christ." And so it's the little things that we've got to really guard. Watch that. And that's really what I want to talk about this morning. Because when I see people reigning and ruling, there are people that will rise up and the mountain will come and they will just keep on coming. Some people are intimidated. We talked about that. What do you deal with those big things that suddenly hit us? But it's the little things, the little foxes, the little things that can try to withdraw and withhold from that. Luke 16:10 says this, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. But whoever is dishonest or unfaithful with very little will also be dishonest with much. Little things are really, really important. The little things do matter. The things that we think, oh, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. A couple of days, doesn't matter, you know. Little things actually make all the difference in our lives. The thing could be going along full steam. The little fox, the little things make the differences. And the things about these little things is that they're very subtle things. If the mountain is in front of us, bang, well, we can see it, and probably everyone else can see, man, you got a mountain and you're going to be able to deal with it. How are you going to deal? But it's the little things that maybe others can't see. And maybe if we're not aware, that we're not really aware of these things either. We've got to watch that with all our heart. Now, I just want to tell you now, so that was a dream I had. I want to tell you the vision that we had, that I had in this prayer meeting, that very prophetic prayer meeting. And Linda there had a word, and just as she's having this word, it wasn't really connected. Mine was more the process. Hers was more the answer, I think. But what I saw very clearly in this vision, very crystal clear vision, was I just saw a man sitting at a table. And this table in front of him, and it was stacked very, very high with all these coins, massive coins. I mean, not the little coins we have. I'm talking about coins that, I don't know, maybe so big, almost as big as the palm of your hand. Massive gold coins all stacked all over this table, everywhere stacked on this table. And then the person there in his vision is just sitting there at this table, all these gold coins stacked there. But the person there, and I wasn't aware who they were talking to, but they weren't really paying attention to what was happening. And they were sitting there and they're talking. I didn't really see in the vision off the side. It was like the focus was here. And then I just saw this hand come. A hand come from somewhere, and this little hand, it was just come, and while the person's not looking, just sort of grab one. It's like a little here and then a little there, and the person there is totally oblivious to what's happening in this vision. And as I said, it's crystal clear vision, and the person there is just chatting and not doesn't do anything bad. They're just there chatting and talking. I don't know what the conversation was, but they just weren't on the ball, weren't aware. And this hand is just taking from here, a little there. And then the person sort of turns around and sort of looks and looks at the table. No hands at the moment there. Looks away, again starts talking, and hand a little here and a little, just a little there, just taking. And slowly, eventually in this vision, the person turns around and there's this empty table in front of them. It was just the shock, a look of shock, a shock on the face. And that was it. That was the vision. But the telling thing for me in this vision was this hand that was coming and then just taking, had this big mound of coins. As I said, they're whopping big coins. They're about the size of the palm of your hand. And have these just been taken away? Just one coin here. Not taking them all at once, very obvious, but just a little here, a little there, one here, and taking them out the side. And when God just stirred my heart about these things, about the dream and then that vision that I had, and I thought, well, Lord, this is unusual. I don't get a lot of dreams, which is good. I think the scripture says your old man will dream dreams, and I'm not that old yet, praise God. Your young men will see visions, so that was encouraging. But it's quite unusual. And so to have a dream that was, and as I said, that was a very unusual dream. I never had a dream that was advertising Foxcard or whatever. And this very clear vision. And I believe God is really speaking to us through that about us. And really, in context of that scripture that we read before, it's like if we're sitting here and we've got this authority all mounted up, and it's like gold coins and it's all there. We have it all. It's there in Christ. But it's the little things when we're not really paying attention, maybe when we're not focused, maybe not doing something evil or bad. This person was just having a conversation. They just weren't on the ball. But there's something there that just a little here and then just a little here, a little there. And then suddenly we get to a point in our life and we look and go, what happened? What happened to me? Where did it go? What happened? And then the authority and the faith and all of the things that we have, it just seems not to be there anymore. We didn't wake up one morning and it was gone. It's just a little here and a little there. And I believe God is speaking very clearly about that. John 10:10, it tells us about this thief. It says, the thief, who's the thief? The devil. He is the thief. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. He's the one that comes with just a little here and just a little there. Remember, he can't touch your salvation. He cannot go near that. That is secure, that is safe, and sealed in the blood of Jesus Christ. But the authority that we have as a believer and walking in the reality of what Christ has done every day is something that we have to be very vigilant about and very good. Because there's a faith who is just ready there. When we're not on the ball, just a little here and just a little there, he wants to take from us. But he says, I have come, Jesus said, that you may have life and life to the full. You have this table that's full of God's blessing, full of these things, full of the authority and the stature in the name of Jesus Christ. You have such an authority. We've been talking about that this year, the authority that we have in Jesus Christ. But you may look and say, well, that's great. That sounds fantastic. Whoa, but tomorrow, my life is not like that. And I wish it was, but it's not. It's maybe because there's just been a little here and a little there. Very subtle, very slow process. And the scripture many, many times tells us about being alert, being on guard, being vigilant, being ready. And it means being focused, being on the ball. Watch out, be ready, and to be vigilant in our lives. And the scripture says these things many, many, many times about being alert, being vigilant, being on our guard. It does that for a reason. It's for a reason. Because if we're not on the ball and if we're not vigilant and we begin to compromise in areas in our lives, there's just a little here and a little there, suddenly we realize I don't seem to have the authority that I have and that I should have. And it just seems to be things that are missing. And so we've got to guard our life. This is a thief who wants to steal from you. He looks at your table and, wow, look at that table. Look at the size of those gold coins stacked high on the table. But just a little here and a little there. You try to rob from us. It says in 1 Peter 5:8, it says, be alert and sober-minded. Sober-minded, thinking clearly. Be alert. And if I said alert, 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 you'd all be, oh, whoa, well, what is it? What is it? Wouldn't you? I hope you would. Oh, what is it? Alert, alert, alert. You'd be, whoa, what is it? I'm ready. Okay, what do I do? Here I go. There's something about being alerted. Be alert and sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Now, we know no fear of the devil at all. We know the total authority that we have in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that he cannot harm us unless we let him. He cannot do anything to us unless we open the door for him. But the scripture says, be alert. Be alert. Be sober-minded. Be ready. Be vigilant. Because it's just a little hand and it's a little there. The devil came to us in front of us and confronted us. And a full-on thing, we would know, right, okay, boom, this means war, buddy. But he won't necessarily come to us like that. He comes around the side. He is a liar. He's a deceiver. And he'll come and he just slinks around the edges. And when maybe you're not looking, your focus is on something else. It's just a little here and just a little there. And we don't realize that we are being diminished in that process. It's a very subtle process. It says in Ephesians 6:18, be alert and keep always praying for all God's people. Praying for all God's people, all the Lord's people. And I trust that you do that. You're alert and you're always in prayer. You're not, I don't know. Yet we're always alert. And we need to be alert. As I said, it's a very, very subtle process that it happens. You know the story of the prodigal son. The prodigal son was given this massive inheritance from his father. Well, actually wasn't given. He demanded it. The father consented and said, okay, here it is. And he didn't go and blow it all in one day in the pokies. He didn't take just one day. It took a period, we don't know exactly long, maybe weeks, months, maybe even a year or two. We don't know how long it took him to blow all of that. And he's got all this money that's his inheritance, and he's just squandering it away, little here, little there, little here, little there. One day he looks and he sees, was it all gone? And then he ends up in the pigsty, begging and groveling with the pigs. It's very, very subtle. I'm talking about subtle processes, because we're not stupid, are we? If the devil makes an obvious attack to us, we're not stupid. We say, this is obviously the devil having a go. Now, don't think every time something goes wrong, by the way, it's the devil. It's not. Sometimes it's just our silly choices. Sometimes it's other people's silly choices. But sometimes if you know it's the devil, you know. But Scripture talks about us not being unwise about the devil's schemes. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says we're not unwise. We know the devil's scheme. He will come in subtly and deceptively in there. And that's why we've got to be alert. That's why we've got to be vigilant. It's a subtle process. And Revelation 3:5. There's another one of the churches in Revelation. Revelation 3:5. It won't come up on the screen. But this is about the church in Laodicea. You know, that was, the Laodicean church. That's the lukewarm church that I'll vomit you out of my mouth. This is the Laodicean church. And this is what he said to them in Revelation 3:15. He says, "You say I am rich. Woohoo, I've got this big table. I've acquired wealth and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you're wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked." And it's like they're talking and saying, "Yeah, I've got all this stuff. It's all here." And they're not even focused on God and whatever. "Yeah, it's all here. It's all been given to me." And then they suddenly look, oh, don't realize it's gone. It's just a little here and a little there. Very subtle. We've got to watch these things. The Scripture talks us about being alert and on guard, about holding onto your crown, hold onto the authority. Don't lose it. Don't allow that to be taken from you. Luke 12:1, Jesus warned the disciples. He said, "Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy." So one of the areas in which we can have our authority diminished is in that area, because one of the things the devil wants to take from you is your integrity. And if he can get you, if he can make you look good on the outside, you're saying the right things, seem to be doing the right things, but you're not doing or saying the right things, then if you've given way in that way, and then this hypocrisy comes, a mask of pretending begins to come in our life, then the devil's there. He's just a little here, a little there. Say you do something, but you don't do it. Just a little here, just a little there. And he will try to always, we've got to guard our heart, be vigilant in our lives. And then we can become very complacent. Oh, look, it's just a little thing. It doesn't really matter. You know, look, Sunday morning, there's plenty of Sunday mornings. Sunday comes around every week. And look, it doesn't really matter if I don't go to church this Sunday. I mean, okay, yeah, Bible says about meeting together and not neglecting it. But look, I've had a busy week. I've had a really, really hard week, and last night was a late night. I had a party, it was really, really late, or a wedding or whatever it was, and I'm just really tired, and I'm just gonna have a me day today. And this me day I'm just gonna sleep in, and I'm just gonna relax, and then I'll feel so much better. But what we don't realize is it's just a little here, a little there. We think we're doing something that's adding to us. Actually, we are diminished when we're not there with our brothers and sisters. A little here, a little there. Or if we're working on Sundays, so I can get a lot more money if I work on Sundays. Now, some people don't have a choice. Some people have rosters on and it's just too bad. This is your job, you're rostered on, too bad. And some people don't have a choice. But some people do have a choice. Some people can choose, well, I'm going to do extra shifts or I'm going to get work, that I want to make sure I get rostered. I'm going to ask, can I work Sundays not people without choice, but people with choice. So I'm going to get extra money and that'll be really good. Then I can bless everybody but we don't realize in that little decision that we're making, it's just a little here and a little there. It's been taken from us. What we think is adding to us is actually diminishing. Oh, I can't afford to tithe. You know, God's gracious, he'll understand. And if I just keep this back and then I'll have enough money for this and that and do that. But I don't realize it's just a little here, a little there. When I compromise in the things that I know that God has convicted me of, maybe you're still learning some of those things. It's not a conviction. But the things that we're convicted of, when we go against our convictions, when we go against the things that we know that are right, it's just a little here, a little there, very subtle. And it's not the big things. It's a whole lot of little things that we make, a whole lot of decisions and things. We look down and say, oh, no, Where is my faith in this? Why am I struggling to stand in this? Where's that authority that I'm supposed to have? Because it went a little here and a little there. It gets diminished. It goes slowly. So we're complacent. The devil wants to steal your passion. If he can steal your passion, he knows that he doesn't have an enemy anymore. If he can make you that the things of God are take it or leave it and easy come, easy go, he knows he doesn't have an enemy that he has to worry about anymore. He knows not afraid because you're not on the ball. And so for him, it's just easy. It's just a little here and a little there, and he just takes from our life. And we see that authority diminished in our life. And then we wonder, why do I struggle? Why am I struggling with things that other people don't seem to struggle with? Other people, what God, do you love them more than me? Is your grace sufficient for them, but for somehow it's not for me? No, it's all there. You have the same table. It's all there. But when we just compromise, or we're complacent, or that we lack integrity and we hypocritical in things, then it's just open slather. That table is unattended. That's why he says, be alert, guard your heart. That's why he says that for. That's why the scripture says, be alert, guard your heart. Guard it. Guard it. You have to guard something, needs your attention. You need your focus. So don't allow hypocrisy or complacency in your life. Don't allow compromise. Because when we compromise, he wants to steal our destiny. He doesn't want the plan of God to go forth in your life. God has promised those good things that will prosper us, things that will give us a future and hope. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want God's plan for your life. He doesn't want God's destiny for your life. And if he can try to steal that away because we're going to compromise on, oh, it's just a little sin, just a little bite of the apple, just doesn't really matter. It's just a little white lie. You know, it doesn't matter. It's just a little here and a little there. And he takes from our lives. We've got to guard from that. He's a thief and he wants to steal from us. And it's where we're not focused. I'm not saying because we're off doing bad stuff. In this vision that I had, the person was just, this weren't with it. They're just talking. And as I said, I don't know what couldn't work in the vision. I just was aware he's talking to someone. I don't know conversation. I don't know what all that was about. But I just saw this. And so many people, I see it happen to them. And the problem is when they come to the point when they say, oh no, my table is empty and they're struggling. And life is so difficult and everything seems so hard. And where's this authority that I'm supposed to have? Where's this faith that I'm supposed to have? Where's the victory that I'm supposed to have? Where is it? Does it not work? Does the word of God doesn't work? Does his promise apply to everyone else but me because I'm hopeless and unworthy? No, the word this morning, which came very clear, is you are worthy. You are worthy. It's just that, it's just a little here and a little there. We've got to guard ourselves, guard our hearts. If we guard our hearts and we are vigilant, the devil's got nothing to say to us. And he's not going to rob anything from your life. The thing about the devil is, you see, the devil, he's the deceiver. He deceived Eve. He sucked her in beautifully. And he'll deceive us. Little subtle compromises. Little things where we know that deep down, yeah, I know, but, and the but becomes a good reason. That's, we can rationalize it. We can excuse ourselves because, well, that, you know, God's gracious, isn't he? Yeah, he is. He's loving. Yes, he is. But he wants us to guard our own heart. It tells us in Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything in life, everything you do flows from it. Everything. Guard. Be on your guard. Be vigilant. Don't be compromising. Just a little here and just a little there. And as you wake up one day and that's when you're in desperate need. And God wants to equip us, and he has. He's given every one of us the same table. And yeah, and we know, some of us, we get hit with big mountains, and we talked about how to deal with that, that my words have been put in your mouth, says the Lord. We speak forth his word, and we have the authority in Jesus' name. But you might have even heard that and said, that's great, but I'm looking here now, and my table is empty. Why did it get empty? It's just a little here and a little there. So don't let the devil steal from us. He's the thief, but he cannot take from us unless we let him do it. Unless we let him do it. So well, how did I let him do it? I didn't say, come on, have your go. No, you just took your eyes off. You took your focus off the Lord. and maybe things that themselves are not evil. Maybe those things aren't bad. It wasn't a bad conversation in this vision that I had. But he can steal from us. It says in 1 Corinthians 10:12, it says, so if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. Don't think, oh yeah, I hope so-and-so is listening to this. Oh, that's a good word for this person over there. I'm glad that they were there at church this morning. I hope they listened to that. No, this is for you. This is for me. It says, if you think that you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. Don't get sucked in. Don't take your eyes off the ball, because this thief, ready with his hands to come in. Don't let him. He's got no authority at all other than we allow him to take from us by our own compromise, by our own complacency, by our own hypocrisy. Then he's ready there to take from us. Ephesians 4:27 says, don't give the devil a foothold. That's the passage we talks about. In your anger, do not sin. Don't give the devil a foothold. He can't take what you don't yield. What you don't expose, he does not have access. What you do not open, he cannot enter. But it's the little things that we do that. Little things. Oh, it's not so bad. We can talk to ourselves and convince ourselves, justify it ourselves. But then just a little here and a little there. The Lord's telling us to guard our hearts. This authority that we have in Jesus Christ is an amazing thing. To live a life, Jesus says, I've come to give you a full life. Some people look to that and feel ripped off. Well, they got a full life, where's mine? Well, it was there, it was just a little here and a little there. But I've got some good news for you this morning. I've got some good news for you this morning. Because you may say, well, that's great. Well, you're right, you know, I have compromised. I've had plenty of me days. I've had plenty of this and that. I've made lots of compromise and I've justified it 100 times. And the reality is, yeah, it's true what you're saying. And maybe there's a conviction in your heart. Well, that's fine. I'm now looking and I've got this table and it seems to be all gone. Well, I just want to encourage you. First thing that if you're looking at this table this morning, you'll be looking at it. Maybe there's three lots of us looking at it if I think about it. Maybe there's some of us are looking and this table, it's full there. Well, I'd say just keep on being alert. Be on your guard. Be awake. Be vigilant. Don't compromise. Don't make excuses. Guard these things within your heart. Maybe you're the one that you're looking at it and you think, oh, actually, when I think about it, yeah, there is some things missing. Some of that passion that I have, you know, I was just so full on and everything and it just seems to be not quite there. Maybe there's some that they look at it and they go, here I am and this is great. I really want to reign and rule with Jesus Christ. I so much want to do that. I so much want to have that full and abundant life. But when I look at my life now, I just see an empty table. Well, wherever we are, God is going to help us. It says in 2 Timothy 1:14, it says, guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit. So we're in prayer and our heart is surrendered before God and we know we're not perfect. You know, we can get distracted sometimes, but if we can guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit, if we just love him with all our heart and we just keep our eyes upon Jesus, he's going to help us. It's not really such a hard thing. We just have to be alert. The Holy Spirit, he's going to help us with that. But what if you're someone, and I'll just skip to the last verse there, where you've come and this table is already empty, or you think, oh, right, you're right, you know, it's only half full now. Was there at one time, it was full on and there, and it's a little here, a little there, and you're looking and say, yeah, it's not quite all there. Or else you're looking at it and it's empty. There's a promise in Joel 2:25. It says this, I'll repay you for the years the locusts have eaten. It's like, well, what has been taken away? It's like we do have the chance to start again. And God is always the one who gives us that second chance. And maybe you're here and you say, yeah, look, I know I had it before. When I was first saved, like it was like the thing was over here. And my passion for God and my passion for souls and my passion for this and that or just my integrity. I would not compromise on anything. I would not say anything on my taxes. I would not tell a white lie. I would not say a little swear word. I would not. And you suddenly look like, oh, I've compromised on all these things. And, oh. But God is able to restore. He's the God of new beginnings. He's the God of a fresh start. He'll do that. And if you're someone that you're desperate and say, oh, it's true. It's just the table is empty. God is able to restore. We can come to the Lord. If we come with a right heart and a repentant heart, He can say, it's okay. I want to bring a restoration into your life, into your heart. Things where you've just yielded a little bit here, a little bit of authority here. And so that you can stand with the authority of Christ, reign and rule with Jesus Christ, and whatever comes your way, you're going to go through there. You've got a table that's full. And those little foxes, we're not going to allow these little things to derail the whole thing. Little things that seem to come out of nowhere, no way. We can stand in that in Christ Jesus. Yeah, you go through all sorts of stuff in life and you're always going to have challenges. No immunity from that. But what you have is a capacity with this full table to deal with whatever, whenever, however. I've got it. I've got what it takes to get through because His grace is sufficient for me. It's not just for a few appointed, anointed, chosen one. No, no. It's for me. It's for everyone. The Lord can restore. And for some of us, it's a matter of just rising up again and claiming back your inheritance. Now, I just think of the story where you have David. David was going off. He gets his raiding band. He's got his 600 rabble, really. Ex-criminals, murderers, everything that are rallied around David. And committed to him, committed to seeing him become king. And they're off on this raid. And while they're off raiding, and their base was in this town, Ziklag, this Philistine town called Ziklag. And he has his base there. While he's off raiding over here, the Amalekites come. And they come and they raid his base. And they burn the place to the ground. They take every man, every woman, every child, all their food, all their flocks, everything they own, and they come back. Whoa, we won a battle. They come back, and the whole thing's obliterated. It's gone. Everything seems to be gone. And the men that were with David, that were the one minute, rah, 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 we're with you, David, and the next minute picking up stones ready to kill David, say, we're going to kill you, buddy. What does David do in that? The scripture says he comforted himself in the Lord, and that's where we got to go. That's the only place that we can go is to the Lord. Maybe your family members are ready to stone you to death. You haven't actually done anything wrong. Maybe you just, it's like everything has been totally lost. But no. David comforted himself in the Lord. And then the word of the Lord came to me. He said, Lord, what am I going to do about this? He says, go get back. Go get it back. Go get everything. And this is really that word that was coming through from Linda about taking back. Taking back what has been stolen. And so David, he gets his army together, gets his 600 men. He goes there. And you know the story that there was 600 of them, 200 of them are just exhausted. I mean, they just lost their wife and kids. I mean, they're pretty upset, just lost their home, lost everything. And these guys just, they just can't cope with it. And so these guys, they just stay behind with the baggage. And there's 400 then who rise up and they go. And then they whop this army, beat them. And they take everything back, not only everything that was stolen from them, but everything that they tried to steal from everyone else. And this massive lot of plunder, it all comes back. And it comes back to them, and I won't go on about this with the soldiers saying, no, well, you didn't go to war, you don't get any. No. David says, no, the ones who stay with the baggage, they have the same reward as those who went to the battle. And so there's a matter of going back and taking what's been stolen. If you're looking at your table, you think, yeah, look, it's only half empty. You're saying all this wonderful stuff about reigning and ruling, but man, I really struggle. I find it so hard. Well, maybe your table's not empty, but maybe this has been a little here, a little there. Well, you have yielded it. Remember, the devil can't take what we don't give. And so maybe we need to address those things. Or if you're someone who says, the table is empty and I'm despairing, you say, well, that's it. I'm going to go reclaim my inheritance. The devil is not going to rob me in my life. How dare he try to take anything from me? Yes, I took my eyes off the ball. Yes, I was complacent. Yes, I compromised. Yes, maybe I was even hypocritical. I was distracted. But Lord, this day, I'm refocusing my eyes upon you. And Lord, I'm going to take back everything that's been stolen from me. Because I really want to rule with Jesus Christ. I want to know that authority, that position, that I'm seated with Christ Jesus and how it works on Monday morning. Not just on Sunday morning when it's all great, praise God, but Monday morning when the reality of life hits me. I want to hit it with a full table every time. And not a little here, a little there. No. And so if that's you this morning, I want to pray that something rises within your own heart and say, well, number one, if you've not guarded your heart, you haven't been alert, and you've just made this compromise, say, look, oh, that's enough. I've been sucked in, man. I thought I was doing something good for myself. Won't do that again. I thought I was doing something that was going to help me, but I didn't realize that these things, what I thought were adding to me, were actually just diminishing me. I didn't realize it was just a little here and a little. I didn't, Lord, I'm going to make that decision. I'm going to make the right. I'm going to choose you, Lord. I really am going to put you first. I really am going to put you first. I'm going to be alert. And Lord, I'm not going to allow anyone, the devil anyway, is he going to mess trying to take from my life. But something needs to rise up. If you're someone that says, look, this stuff is fantastic. The reality is I can't relate to it because my table is empty. Then something of God rise in your heart and say, I'm going to get my inheritance back. The authority that I have in Jesus Christ, that is mine. The victory that I have in Jesus Christ, that is mine. The hope that I have in Jesus Christ, the destiny that I have in Jesus Christ, it's mine and no one's going to mess with it. I pray something stirs in your heart this morning. So let's stand to our feet. I want to pray for you. Maybe you're someone who's saying, oh, my table's full. Praise God. Then, but if you think you're standing firm, watch out lest you fall. Don't become placid and think, well, yeah, look, everything's looking pretty good. Praise God. Well, be alert. Be on your guard. Don't give way. If you're here and saying, well, yeah, look, when I look, half of it's gone. Well, then again, claim back what is yours. If it's empty, say, Lord, I'm claiming my inheritance. So, Father, we come to you now. Father, however we see ourselves this day, Father. Lord, if we look at that table, Lord, that was stacked with coins, Lord, if it's full, Lord, I pray, Lord, that those that see that in their own life, Lord, and they're not deceived by naively thinking something that it's not, but Lord, in openness and transparency can say, yes, Lord, I thank you that that is full. Father, I pray, Lord, that you just guard them, Lord, and help them, Father, never to give in to compromise, never to become complacent, Father, never to be given hypocrisy, Father, but Lord, to guard that diligently, to guard the heart, Lord, from which is the wellspring of life, from which everything flies. Father, I just pray for that. Let us be diligent, Lord. I pray for those, Lord, those of us who maybe are here, Lord, and they go, yeah, look, when I think about it, it's not quite what it was. What was there before? Yes, I can see that. I can see that I have given some away. I've allowed some to be taken away from me. Father, I pray, Lord, there'll be determination. Firstly, Lord, they say, well, I'm going to stop that. Stop the excuses, stop the game. And Lord, I'm not going to let the devil take anything from my life. Lord, I'm going to be focused on Jesus Christ. I'm reorientating my eyes to Jesus Christ. No more compromise. Lord, no more complacency. No more just allowing things to happen or pretending and not being, Father. Lord, I'm going to make that choice today. But Father, more than that even, Lord, I'm going to begin to get back what is mine that the devil thinks he can have, he can't have. We just say, if it was authority given before, if there was permission to invade, we cut that off in the name of Jesus Christ. We say, get your hand out of there in Jesus' name. Get your hand off their lives in Jesus' name. So just be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, and I pray, Lord, that it begin to have a restoration of those things in the heart. And Father, for those of us who may be here this morning, and Lord, they're saying, the table's empty, God. It's empty and I just feel so desperate and I just feel so empty and I just feel so alone and so helpless. Father, I pray, Lord, as they just look to Jesus Christ now. And we just say, enemy, get out of there. Who do you think you are? Get off their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Get your hands out of there. Who do you think you are? This person is a child of the living God. They reign and rule with Jesus Christ. And so, Father, I just pray, Lord, now that this people, Lord, will begin to see, no, my eyes are on Jesus. I'm not going to be one who can't cope, not one who struggles with everything and anything. But, Lord, I have a full table. Lord, I am equipped in Jesus' name. And, Father, they just begin to reclaim, say, no, that's mine. His grace is sufficient for me. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is mine and within me. The Holy Spirit is within me. And even when my own emotions are not enough, even when my own body is not enough, even my own thoughts cannot understand, Lord, you are enough. And so, Father, I just pray, Lord, now as they just reclaim the promise, Lord, the destiny, Father. Reclaim, Lord, the purpose and plan that you have, Father. Reclaim that integrity, Lord, that maybe you've been yielded through compromise, Father. Lord, that passion, Lord, that maybe has been just waned away, Lord, we reclaim those things now in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we proclaim, Lord, that we reign and rule with Jesus Christ. Lord, not just on Sunday, but Lord, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every day, whatever comes our way, whether it's a big mountain, Lord, or whatever it is, Father, that we really reign and rule in Jesus Christ. Father, I pray, let's seal this in our hearts. Lord, I don't want any empty tables in this church, Father, because an empty table is an empty heart. Lord, you want us to be full. And so, Father, fill us, or we take it back. Lord, we make the decisions that we need to make. We make the choices that we need to make. But Lord, we receive back our inheritance, Father. Lord, because it was kept there. It really was there. Lord, you really had it there for us. So, Lord, I pray, Lord, bring that, Father. Lord, let that be secure in every heart and every life. Let us be on guard and let us be alert. But, Lord, we just take that back now in Jesus' name, Father, Lord, because Monday morning we have a full table in Jesus Christ. In full of the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, full of conviction of the love of God that will not leave me, that His promises do not fail, Lord, that He is loving to all He has made. That's my word, my promise, Lord. I claim that in Jesus' name. Lord, that you are my provider. Lord, you're one that brings restoring, Lord. You're one that brings healing, Lord. You're one that brings life to me. Lord, you came to give me life and abundant, and that's my portion, Lord. And I'll stand in that, and it's not going to be diminished. In Jesus' name. So, Father, we bring these things before you now. Lord, have your way in our hearts, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Don't let the enemy steal from you. Don't let him do it. Don't let him do it. Amen. Let's worship the Lord and praise him this morning. Thank you, Father.